I'm Keno with you all the way through until midday. Now, they do say that it's a buyer's market at the moment in the property sector, with house prices being reduced, extras being thrown into sweetened deals. And it's especially at the upper end of the market, your multi-million rand homes, where you really find a lot of the bloodbath taking place. But I don't know if you've checked online recently, but you would have heard of a house in Houghton worth 92 million rand. Now, there are many more expensive homes around Cape Town. There was an apartment, I think, in Clifton that sold for close to 100, etc. But this is a fascinating home. And I thought, you know, let's rather take a peek into it, because they're throwing in some interesting stuff to sweeten the deals. So I'm purposefully not telling you what's in the home. I'm going to leave that up to Rory O'Hagan. Now, Rory O'Hagan, he's the Luxury Portfolio CEO at Chas Everett. Very good morning to you, Rory, and thank you for joining us.
Keno, good morning to you. Thank you for having me on your show.
It's an absolute pleasure, sir. So let's talk a little bit about this house. Hey, let's maybe first start with the market. In a good market, how much would this house have fetched?
Keno, in fact, we had offers at the 110 million rand mark. We've had an offer at 110 million.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the buyer didn't perform, and we had it off the market while we were waiting for performance.
Mm.
But I think that's a good barometer as to where the market was at about 2 or 3 years ago. It has come off a bit. And what we're finding in the luxury end of the market is if property is appropriately priced, it is selling.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think you mentioned earlier, it's a buyer's market, and certainly it is. And people in the luxury end of the market are buying, provided they know they're getting value, and they sure are. Sure are in this case.
We also need to look at what's happened historically within our various markets. If you look at the Atlantic Seaboard, you look at places like Houghton in Johannesburg, those property prices have been growing quite steadily. And I think it's certainly beaten previous trends, and some people saying that was a bit of a bubble. So what we seem to be getting now are maybe more realistic prices. Would you agree with that?
I would. I think there has been an adjustment, but equally I think what did happen to an extent is that the prices kind of ran away with us, and the owner's expectations are, you know, slightly higher than where the market are prepared to pay. So all that's really happening is people are now coming down to a value that is a market-related value that is real, in my opinion.
Now, let's have a chat about this house. I'm quite fascinated. We won't ask whose house it is, so that's obvious. But what can you tell us about it? What are some of the very interesting bits about this home?
There are many, many, many facets to the home. So it is, firstly, you've got a majestic view of Johannesburg. And just to put it in perspective, we had a feng shui expert at one stage through the home.
Yeah.
And he said it's like having your kingdom below you, and you're sitting in this house, and this house is majestically looking out over Johannesburg. So you've got views of Rosebank, Sandton, right out north. You can see the Magaliesberg in the far distance. It's unbelievable. In addition to which, how many houses that you know have got a nightclub in it? So that's an incredible feature.
Wow.
There's a nightclub downstairs. It has got a conference facility, 8 bedrooms, and when you look at the finishes, they are of a superlative level that is unparalleled. In other words, the doors were bought in from a palace in Argentina. You've got a display kitchen and then a working kitchen. You've got obviously all the backups that we need in the country,
wow,
you know, to look after your outages if that should occur. And the gardens as well are based on the Petershof Palace.
Oh, wow.
So if you look at the design of the garden, I mean, we need a long time to go
through indeed
what the home has on offer.
But I mean, there's also, you know, just in case you need to be convinced a little more, a little bit of a Rolls Royce has been thrown in to sweeten the deal.
It has. What we've got, and it's proving to be very, very effective, is, you know, people are buying people are buying a lifestyle.
Yes.
And what we find in the luxury sector, and they've done it in the States, they've done it around the world, we've got a collaboration with Rolls-Royce.
Wow.
And we have looked at the structure and said, someone, a discerning individual at this level that's going to be buying this home, to have a Rolls-Royce included is certainly an added feature.
Absolutely. But Rory, that's all we've got time for. I'm going to thank you for your time. Luxury Portfolio, try that in English, Portfolio CEO at Chas Everett. You're 93 million. You've got 93 million. You give me a call, eh?